Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Busby reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Garver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. Busby scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Busby bunts towards the mound. Garver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dropo moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Busby moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kell strikes out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane misplays the ball. That's an error on Keane. Minoso moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dropo is walked intentionally. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield catches it and throws to first to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Consuegra covering, for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Dick Donovan pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kennedy for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing first base. Dixie Howell now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Maury Martin now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Harry Bird now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Karis Quell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.